I think it did, again, and I think it has to do with that idea of the kind of spirit of Vatican II, of trying to be hip, trying to be with the times, and losing the sense of remembering that God is present in worship for us, that he's bodily present in the sacrament of the altar, and if that's true, we're going to act in a certain way. The primary reason we act the way we do is because we believe something's happening. If we believe that God himself is speaking when the Holy Scriptures are being read, then we will listen to the Holy Scriptures being read differently than we watch television or the way we listen to the news being read. And there certainly came out, whether it's Vatican II's fault exactly or it's the spirit of the age and just all of these things, but certainly there was this, well, I mean, it was an overreaction, I should say. We certainly have to guard against the idea that God is distant from us. God is not distant from us. He's become a man. He's become one of us, and we have the closest intimacy. And he calls the disciples and us his friends. And yet, at the same time, he is God. He is almighty. And I think that definitely there was this casualness that came into the church at that time that over-exaggerated the idea of God being our friend. So God wasn't simply our friend, but God was our fishing buddy, and you know, we'd do anything in front of him, and we didn't care, and that was unfortunate, and that certainly denigrated who God is and denigrated worship.